And that deceptive cadence, which initiates the transition to the fourth movement. I would tell you the first transition between symphonic movements in our orchestral repertoire. Now back to this deceptive cadence at the movement's end. My friends, C minor can no longer even cadence itself. It has become so weakened to the point of near annihilation. It's completely, completely out of gas. Beethoven's optimistic vision, as expressed here in this music, hope defeats despair. Humor defeats despair. The dance and the life that it represents defeats despair. Yes, this is metaphor, but it is completely supported by musical events that we've looked at and other events we are now about to examine apropos of the fourth movement. Let us play this very last section of the scherzo again from B quadruple prime, and then we will hear the deceptive cadence, and we will listen to this long and marvelous transition as we transit from the darkness of what was once C minor towards the brilliant sunlight of the fourth movement and the triumph of C major. We will listen to the very beginning of the fourth movement, and we will hear the resolution of this deceptive cadence finally at the beginning of the fourth movement. Here's what I want you to notice while we listen. I want you to notice that deceptive cadence. I want you to notice this transition, and I want you to notice that at the moment the fourth movement begins, we hear for the first time in the symphony three trombones, the piccolo, and the contrabassoon. For the first time, these instruments come into the musical fray, and they imbue this fourth movement with an explosivity and a power that is palpable. They've been sitting in wait for the first moment of triumph as represented by the downbeat of the fourth movement. It's a great moment as the highest high of the orchestra and the lowest low are now extended infinitely by the addition of these instruments. All right, back to the scherzo, B quadruple prime. Deceptive cadence. Yeah, the impact of the opening of that fourth movement is about an order of magnitude greater because of the addition of these instruments, the blaring trombones, the contrabassoon, and the high, high piccolo. Last comments before we leave the scherzo. No minuet and trio could ever have done what was achieved during the scherzo, the confrontation between C minor and C major, and ultimately the defeat of C minor. We have overcome for now some tremendous pain, some tremendous angst, tremendous despair, and now we need a movement of music to celebrate this victory, and that's what the fourth movement is all about. Please, it is in sonata allegro form. What we will do is listen to the exposition in its entirety. Theme one is in two parts. We hear a modulating bridge, theme two, and then a cadence theme. I will indicate these verbally as they pass by. Exposition, movement four. Part 2. modulating bridge. Theme 2. Cadence theme.